sorry. Yes, that was Black Street.
Wow.
Featuring Dr. Dre, Queen Penn. That was No Diggity.
Come on.
So, a lot of people like to argue which came first, Black Street or the Backstreet Boys. Mm. You guess.
I mean, we've learned about this in history of African American music.
Don't talk about my man Nick Carter.
Oh my God!
And fellow,
she's
about to turn off my mic.
She's crazy. Wow.
We could love both of them.
Oh Lord, what are you playing, Doya?
What are you talking about? Well, you know what? Thank you for listening to the Melanated Hour.
It's been fun.
Thank you for coming, Isabel.
It's been a real good time, y'all.
I hope you enjoyed this hour with us.
Shout out to the listeners.
WMFO Medford. It's a great station.
I hope I made your time a little better. You know what I'm saying?
Tune in again next week.
Did you say you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
See what theme we have in store.
Get your praise on.
We're going to do gospel night.
That's all I'm saying.
But I leave you with one of the best collaborations.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Am I playing the right one?
Oh,
I don't see it. If you're
a real fan of the Melanated Hour, you would know this is a recurring issue we have with DJ Doyle.
Oh, God.
It ain't the right one.
Oh, no.
Come on. You know I'm not perfect. I'm not all bougie up on Spotify.
Ah!
She said, but ooh. Now I got the real collaboration.
Right,
y'all ready?
Here we go.
Busted. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Where you been?
Baby, didn't you get my two-way? I was with my girlfriend.
You a lie. I called Keisha and Tanya and they were both at home.
But I didn't say them though.
But they're the only friends I know. Girl, you better
wait. Before you get all upset, here's the truth.
Talk to me.
I was with my girl when she got some bad news.
Hey.
A man cheated, had her upset and confused.
But baby, what's that got to do? What you coming in at two?
I'm telling you, now she was so upset she asked me to stay with her.
Well, why didn't you just pick up the phone and call me?
I was gonna do that, but it slipped my mind. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, well, I got something for you. Tell me, what's her name?
Sharon.
Where does she live? Her man's name?
Billy.
She got kids?
I think one or two.
She got kids?
Baby, yes, no.
That's one thing I gotta know. How the hell is she your friend? If you don't know if she got kids, go upstairs.
Busted.
Pack your bags.
You
while you at it,
busted.
Call a cab.
You
it's obvious.
Busted.
You're playing around.
You busted.
Go upstairs and get your. And get out of here now.
Frank, please hear me out.
Ain't nothing to talk about,
but I can explain everything.
Right now I want you out this house.
Baby, please, one more chance. Let me tell you where I've been.
Well, quit wasting my time and say what's on your mind.
Find me and some girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
We went dancing. Me, Shaniqua, Shaquan, and Robin.
Well, if y'all were going shopping, why didn't you just check in?
I was, but then I thought my cellular was off.
Not earlier, you said dancing.
Yeah.
But when I just asked, you said shopping. Tell me which one you were doing.
Oh, baby, I must be confused.
Yeah, right, you're real confused. Tell me where you been.
Dancing.
Dancing where? The name of the club.
Kisses.
What time it is? I gotta know. At first you say dancing, but now you say shopping. Girl,
go upstairs,
busted. Pack your bags.
You busted.
While you at it,
busted.
Call a cab.
You
it's obvious.
Busted.
You're playing around.
You busted.
Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Baby, I'm a victim of circumstances.
Whoa.
Why you don't believe me? I don't understand it.
Trying to slick a can of oil, who you think you're fooling? Now get on out my face,
baby,
or I catch another case.
Wait.
Go upstairs,
busted.
Pack your bags.
But I don't wanna.
While you at it,
busted.
Call a cab.
A cab for what?
It's obvious,
busted.
You're playing around.
No, I'm not.
Go upstairs and get your
no.
Out of here
no,
now.
Innocent.
WMFO 91.5 FM. What's up? It's Sweetness. We're going to start it off today. House is not a home. Luther Vandross, you know, is the theme song. We're going to hear that at the end of the show. We're going to have the prayer of the day, some excerpts from the Bible and the Quran, and we got the Black Presidency, Barack Obama and the Politics of Race in America by Michael Eric Dyson. I got my longtime friend Navuka here with me tonight. How you doing, Navuka?
How you doing, my love?
Ah, she's so sweet. I'm glad to have you here. The first song, so this show, A House Is Not a Home, is my theme. And we're going to have 10 ways that you make a house a home, or 10 ways that a house becomes a glorious and wonderful home. So the first song, Navuka, is by David Ruffin from The Temptations. It's called Heaven Help Us All. Let's listen to that. 91.5 FM, WMFO.org.
Help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Take heed to me, listen. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns his back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all. Help the man who gave that boy a gun. Heaven help the people with their backs against the wall. Heaven, heaven help us all. Help me sing the song, children. Oh yeah. Heaven help us all. Help us all. Heaven help us all. Please help us all. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep. Keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.
WMFO.org. This is Sweetness, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Navuk is here. So that was Heaven Help Us All by David Ruffin. The number one thing to make a house a home is God. Do you believe that, Navuka?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we started it off with Heaven Help Us All. We got Alicia Keys, No One. Number one, a house is not a home. Sweetness, Navuka, WMFO.org.
You take me away from the pain, and you bring me power. come true. And every night I pray you'll never go away. I promise I will try until the day I die to treat you like a king, 'cause you are my everything.
WMFO.org, decorate your house, chandelier with sweetness and Navuka. So we agree that G.O.D. and in your home and as well as for the country, Navuka G.O.D. would be the number one thing to make a house a home.
Absolutely, because it's all, absolutely, it's... I'm sorry, I had to take a breath because it's love.
Okay, it's love. That's and number two. Number two.
Right, is in my life, it's God. You know, you have to believe, have faith, because this world is starting to be nuts. It's crazy.
Yeah. So love, number one, is God, for a house is not a home. Number two is love. So we got the OJs with Love Train. Witness Your Weakness, WMFO.org. You're listening to Chandelier. So, Navuka, God's number one, a house is not a home. Love is number two. The OJ's Love Train, Whitney Houston, You Give Good Love. I found one. I believe number three is communication to make a house. A house is not a home. Do you, so on a worldly event or stage, do you feel communication is part of making a house
a home? Yeah, I do. I'm sorry for the long pause, but yeah, absolutely. Communication, let communicate when you're feeling a certain way or. Yes, definitely. I'm so sorry. I definitely do feel as though communication is a big key.
So your girl, Janet Jackson, has a song called Communication on Dream Street. I never heard it either. I heard a little bit of it. But this is your girl. And she's going to be going on tour.
You know, actually, I think, yes. And I think she's coming to Boston. She already either came or I don't even know if she already came here or not. But
yeah, she was going to come. But I'm sure she'll come, you know, again. So let's hear it. It's Janet Jackson, Communication.
Traveling faster than the eye. cast our way out of our constriction. Call the brief freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe in.
Under a groove, getting down, just for the bulk of it. One nation, and we're on the move. Nothing can stop us now. One nation, under a groove, my chest today.
Home Sweet Home Chandelier, Sweetness in Navuka. So that's One Nation Under a Groove, Funkadelic. That's Togetherness, number three, and making a house a home. Togetherness. The next song in making a house and a home is Kindness, Care, and Understanding. We're going to hear Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. We are going to hear now an excerpt from the Bible by Navuka, and it's the love chapter, chapter 13.
So we're here. So when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, or if you're a woman, absolutely, I put away childish things. For now we see in the mirror, dimly. But then face to face, now I know in part. But then I shall know, just as also I am known. And now, in abide faith, hope, love, these three things, but the greatest of these is love. Amen.
Amen.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
WMFO.org, 91.5 FM, Chandelier, Sweetness in Navuka. So Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, Kindness, Care, and Understanding, what you need to make a house a home. Now we have Generosity, the OJs, Give the People What You Want. Do you think generosity makes a house a home, Navuka? In a world country standpoint,
in the life, yes, and in the world, yes. When people just need to start being more generous to people and stop, be more, treat someone how you want to be treated.
Right.
Generosity. Or I'm sorry if that's the wrong, I don't know.
No, that's good. Generosity and treating the people the way you want to treat, you want to be treated. So we got the OJs, give the people what they want.
Never say die. info, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
WMFO, Sweetness Chandelier, Navuka, how are you?
I'm doing good, Sharon.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having an awesome time. Woo!
Good. I like your joy sweatshirt. It really fits the theme for today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Joy is one of the key elements in making a house a home. We'll get to joy. We got another thing that makes a house a home. You heard Sounds of Blackness, Optimistic. Optimism makes a house a home. And then, of course, we talked about generosity. Advancement in wisdom is something else that makes a house a home. What do you think on the world standpoint? Advancement and wisdom. Is that something you think makes a house a home on a global standpoint?
Sorry for the pause, but I believe so.
Okay.
I always go back to love. I'm sorry. Like, I always love. Go back to love and, mm-hmm. you know, just to have...
Love.
In
greatest gift in of faith, all, you say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so,
what...
Sorry. So,
So Navuka, the greatest gift of all is love, and that's your opinion, and that is true. That is true. It's the greatest gift of all. And we heard that from your Bible excerpt. So, Navuka, we're going to send the next one out to our mothers. Mom and dad, help in making a house a home with advancement and wisdom. We got I'll Always Love My Mama. And that's going to Catherine Ann Wilson and
Deacon Shirley Ann Fama. I love you, hip hop. Love you, Miss K.
She loves you too.
From gambling hub country, which is actually Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the fabulous Intruders.
With you until the day you die. was pregnant in jail. I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell.
Chandelier, Sweet D, Home Sweet Home. Home is where the heart is. That's Tupac, Dear Mama. So we got advancement and wisdom as one of the key elements making a house not a home. And that's, I'll always love my mama. And that's a mom and a dad. Right, Navuka?
Absolutely.
You need a mom and a dad to make a house a home.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, you need a mom and a dad to make a house a home. That's Dear Mama Tupac. We're going to have, I feel fun is part of making a house a home. Do you feel fun is part of making a house a home?
So, actually,
like, you know, don't you, I think, like, playing
absolutely
a game or something as a family, or
yep, that's,
you know,
if families don't play games or whatever, but I'm
fun.
Not to call, I'm a very fun person. I like fun.
Yeah,
I like laughter. I like laughter. I call
so
myself. Yeah,
that's
so
good.
I think that,
laughter.
Yeah, yes, laughter. And,
that's good, Navuka. Laughter is fun. Thanks for that. So have fun again. Part of making a house a home. Diana Ross. WMFO.org. Fun, another key priority in making a house a home. Diana Ross, have fun again. We're going to hear next up from the Quran now. I want to say, make sure you check out Bethel AME in Jamaica Plain. Also, check out People's Baptist Church in the South End of Massachusetts. These are. And also, check out what's your church, Navoka Shiloh? Check out, you want them to check out?
Shiloh Baptist Church in West Bedford.
Okay, Medford, Massachusetts, or your mosque. We're going to hear an excerpt from the Quran. I want to say I'm really sorry about all the violence in the world, and I'm really sorry what happened at the church in Texas. When you need God and you're in the house of God and you're there to worship God, you never think something like that's going to happen. And I would be so scared and so astonished if I was there and that happened in that place. You always feel safe there. So I'm going to read something from the Quran, Surah 80, he frowned, Abasa. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, he frowned and turned away, because there came to him the blind man interrupting. But what could tell you but that perchance he might grow in spiritual understanding, or that he might receive admonition and the teaching might profit him. As to one who regards himself as self-sufficient, to him you do attend. Though it is no blame to you if he does not grow in spiritual understanding.